Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 789 and three quarters, up 6.5. July, 791 and a half, up 5. Soft May wheat, 704 and a quarter, up 4. July, 712 and three quarters, up 4.25. May corn, 513 and a half, up 5.75. July, 519, up 5.25. December, 511, up 4. May soybeans, 1516, up 7.75. July, 1507 and three quarters, up 7.75. November, 1243 and three quarters, up 4.5. May soybean meal, 498.10, up 120. May soybean oil, 42.78, up 16 cents. April live cattle, 144.95, down 45. May feeders, 180.57.5, down 52.5. And May lean hogs are 120.50, and they're down 47.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Start with the wheat market, soft wheat in particular. Started the day on the downside, but it has joined the green crew today.
Well, I think, you know, a couple things going on. We've got the wheat tour going on, and we're finding some areas are good and some areas just aren't worth a darn. They're maybe as much as 10 bushels less than other places. And, of course, there's always a little bit of pressure here of what's going on in the Ukraine as far as the wheat goes. But I think that all in all, it's sort of the wheat tour and the weather and what we're looking at is what's pushing us up today.
I think when the wheat tour is all said and done, we're going to see much of a revision in what we think the wheat is?
I think it's going to probably be a little lower than what we've been projecting, Dave, but I could be wrong, not out there walking the fields, but in general, I think that some of this wheat crop isn't coming out of dormancy quite as well as we hoped.
Too dry, huh?
Too dry. Some of the cases, and I'm reading some of the notes on it, was it said it'll make this if we get rain this, you know, by the end of the week, that way. So, you know, when we have to have rain in a 2 to 5 day period, or else we're going to lose quite a bit of yield, why that's just something that really can affect the market in a hurry.
All right, let's turn our attention to the relationship between wheat and corn, and ask you, to what degree are they the two commodities bonded together? Are we spreading them? What's going on with these two commodities in a relationship to one another?
Well, I think we're seeing all the commodities just a little bit higher. Number one, we're seeing a lot of new money come into the market and they're buying the commodities. I think we've seen an influx from the stock market and the equities as we've come into things like this. But basically, you're going to keep a relationship between the wheat and the corn. And you're not going to run away. The wheat's going to run only so high without pulling the corn up with it. Along the way, they do have a fairly decent relationship or a close relationship. When one moves, the other one generally moves too.
All right. Turn your attention to corn in particular. What are you seeing in that commodity today?
Well, of course, 19% planting progress. Everybody was looking more in the 22 to 24 bracket. I think there was one advisory firm that was calling as high as 29 to 30. That, the weather forecast, and basically the good export shipments that we saw here for the week again, all of that going on in together with the tensions in the Ukraine, and we see a little bit higher trade. So, that's what's going on there. It is a lot of fund money that is pouring into this and continues to be invested in the corn and the bean market.
So is there enough fundamentals there to make an attempt on December corn at 517 with the assumption that there are buy stops above that number?
The answer to that question is no, but there are technical considerations that could take it there, Dave. Fundamental considerations, I mean, basically the only fundamental consideration that could go ahead and take it on there is the idea that we'll be losing corn acres because of the planting date in the southern part of the U.S. and in the northernmost part of the U.S. as we get down the road a little bit on dates because of the rain we're having this week. But in general, I would have to say that it's going to be technical considerations, not fundamental considerations.
Well, in Indiana, not a lot of corn has been planted at all, even compared with Illinois. Are you hearing any anecdotal information over there, Wayne, from producers who say, well, I was thinking of planting a few more corn acres, but maybe I won't get around to it?
No, not at all. Most everybody's got their groundwork there in hydrous on, and they're ready to hit the field roaring as soon as this weather clears. I think that we will see corn go in the ground immensely fast here when they get back in the field.
All right, let's look at soybeans, where November hit 12.45 and a quarter today. Well, it's almost at the top of its range right now.
It is. It is pushing up in those upper limits, and I think that as we look at this, you know, there's the goal, the first sort of goal or whatever was the 12.50, you know, to push to make some more sales, and of course, as Dan kept seeing, that opens, if they go there, it opens up to 12.75 and whatever along the way, but I think that we will see some of the advisory firms saying to pull the trigger in the 12.48 to 12.52 range.
Does the rain, does the spread, the July-Nov spread, widen out to $3 or more?
You know, I think that's going to be more of a conversion of how much more beans we see being moved in out of South America into the U.S. To loosen up the ideas of tightness on crop that way. If we see some more sales from a Brazilian or Argentine beans or meal into the U.S. that start adding up to where it, our carryout is going to be okay, I don't think it'll go there. But if we don't see some sales along the way, it's going to continue to stay wide. And it's going to, it might get a little wider if we don't see some action.
So you're in the mindset 12.44 and three quarters where we are right now. Reward the marketplace.
I think that with the way things are going like that, from this range on up, if you haven't made many sales, I think it's time to reward the market with a few sales because, let's face it, as we talked about, the reason that corn could increase a little bit was less acres of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are real good that they're going to pick up some acres of beans on those acres.
How much is soybean meal leading the charge in this rally?
The meal has been very aggressive leading it over the oil quite a bit, Dave. So, I mean, that's, and we'll continue to see that as long as the old crops stocks are very tight.
So, give us one good marketing strategy for if you're a hedger and you want to do something more at this level.
If we want to do something more at these levels, I think basically we watch for a little rally up close to that 12.50, maybe put a few beans on. And I think, you know, along the way, the corn, if you're hedged up to where you want to be for this, like why we look in the 5.20 to 5.25 range to our next increment of corn.
We got a little bit of time to talk about the livestock side. And oh, my, oh, my, yesterday across the board, feeder cattle's pretty much made new contract highs.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the cattle on feed report on Friday like that sort of gave the impetus to move on out there and feel that these markets are very, you know, the cattle market's very tight and that we're going to continue to see some good gains or good profits in the livestock industry. And I think that we're looking at this and it's going to be good. And, hey, we're starting to turn off now. It's going to be summer, going to be grilling time, and there's going to be some real demand for some beef to grill.
Well, you better have an ATM machine next to the beef aisle then.
Might be a lot more hamburger than it is.
That's what I'm thinking. It could be more.
I'm thinking pork chops could be an awful good alternative.
Chicken, actually.
Yeah, well, some of us prefer pork over chicken.
Well, I understand that, but a serious look at that question is, at what point does retail begin to push back against these futures prices?
Oh, I think you're already seeing a narrowing down. The good thing for the beef industry is there is still a very good demand, but maybe not as high for some of the higher cuts as it was. But I think we're going to continue to see less, you know, if there's less to sell, we don't have to sell as many steaks as we used to.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 513 and a quarter, up 5.5. July, 519 and a quarter, up 5.5. And December at 510 and three quarters is up 3.75. May soybeans, 1516 and a quarter, up 8. July, 1509 and three quarters, up 9.75. And November at 1244 and three quarters, up 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.